The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
It's good to have so many kids here to the 4:30 Mass, livening this place up a little bit. I love it. Few screamers are always good. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. I think on its face it can seem like a very unusual one. Why is it making us happy? Why should we be happy that Jesus has ascended into heaven? Because that means he's not here anymore with me. Well, I think to answer that initial conundrum, we have to look to our gospel. Jesus says, "Behold, I'm with you even until the end of the age." He's going before us, but he's not leaving us. And he says, "I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to fill you, to remind you that I'm with you, my Spirit and the Spirit of my Heavenly Father." That somehow he remains with us. And thinking of the Spirit or the power of the Ascension, I think what we're celebrating today is that Jesus really has gone before us completely. That there is no part of life that remains a mystery that God has not walked through. Jesus has taken on death, and then he's taken on even this road to heaven. So what it means is this: the path through life, all of it is marked. And all I need to do is follow it, because Jesus has gone before me. Now, how does he remain with us? That's perhaps the tricky part to understand. Well, the presence of the Holy Spirit, he's with us. And there's a great image from the book of Hebrews that helps us understand what he's talking about. He says, "We have an anchor for the soul, sure and firm, which reaches into the interior behind the veil, where Jesus has entered on our behalf as a forerunner, becoming high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." Now, the context for that passage is Jesus going into heaven, the real temple. And he says, just like in the temple of old, there is a veil between people in the Holy of Holies, there's a bit of a veil between heaven and earth. But Jesus has gone through it, and there's a rope between him and me, connecting us. And like an anchor, no matter what's happening to me, as long as I'm connected to that rope, I'm safe. It keeps me grounded. And I know the way forward. To make that a little more practical, I want to use a farming image. I know, no surprise there. They're close to my heart. Here in America, when some of the plains states were being settled, so the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, and these places where the ground is completely flat, when it came to the winter time, farmers would tie a rope from the house to the barn, because the storms are so severe There were complete whiteouts. The wind was so strong that if they tried walking from the house to the barn, even if it was as close to me and that wall over there, they could get blown off course and they would die in the storm because they could not walk straight a matter of 50 feet. So they tie a little rope. And no matter how severe the storm got, no matter how blinding it was, or powerful the winds, as long as they hung on to this rope, they were okay. And that's what the ascension is for me. Jesus, you've gone before me, and you've connected a rope between you in heaven and me here. And as long as I hang on to this rope, no matter how bad the storm in life gets, and they can get pretty bad, no matter how dark life can get, as long as I hang on to this rope, one, the Lord's with me, and secondly, he's going to get me there safe. So, what's the rope I'm hanging on to? What's the thing that's giving me guidance and motivation? Is it God? And ascension reminds us that this world is passing away. All things will eventually go away. Jobs come and they go. They don't define us. Relationships can come and they go. Sports come and they go. But one thing doesn't leave us. The Lord never leaves us. So what's the thing I'm hanging on to that's giving me guidance and motivation and direction? Is it the Lord who is the anchor for my soul? And like a boat kept always safe. And if it's not, today's a beautiful day to pray for it. Lord, help me hang on to you. You've made the way safe for me. Now, how do we do that? It's probably the million-dollar question. I think in a word, prayer. Jesus told the apostles on the day of the ascension, I'm going to leave you, and I want you to stay here in Jerusalem and pray until I come to you, when I fill you with the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to give you my constant presence with you. It's going to fill your heart. So stay and you pray. That's how we hang on to the rope to get us there. Now, I wish I had some sort of like magic way to explain how to pray well. I don't. It comes down to I simply need to make time to pray. That really is it. And there is no magic solution to make sure each of us builds the time of prayer into my life. I just need to do it. Like any relationship, I constantly have to work on it to make time, build time. I remember hearing someone say that God can work with all kinds of stuff. He can work with my imperfections, my weak faith, my doubts, just the messiness of my life. But what he can't work with is me not praying, because that essentially ties his hands. Prayer is essentially me opening the door to the Lord to come on in and work. So without prayer, it makes it pretty hard for God to do anything. And when it comes for us to stay connected to this anchor in heaven, that's the secret, prayer. And it takes time, and it takes work. And I don't think I have any other better way to describe it. So, really a call to the prayer, to stay connected to the Lord, and for us to just build on it. Maybe today simply examine, what is my daily life of prayer? What's my minimum? That's what I always like to focus on. The maximum's not a problem. Very few people pray too much. Most of us don't pray enough. So what's the minimum in my life that no matter what's happening today, I pray at least this much? So we got to make sure that our minimum is there. that I'm not tying God's hands. Because for us, this life, and even death itself, isn't meant to be a mystery. Jesus has gone before us the whole way. And between us and him, there's a rope stretching. All we need to do is hang on to it. So let's pray for that grace. Lord, help me to hang on to this lifeline you throw my way, no matter what happens, and draw me today ever closer to your heart.